What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the Royals did lose 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox over the weekend. Prior to that series, they had won 16 of 18. They still have the second best team ERA in all of baseball, just under 3 at 2.99. They're in Houston tonight, taking on those Astros. 7:10 first pitch. Vern's On Deck show right here on 96.5. The Fan begins at 6 o'clock. It'll be Michael Wacha getting the nod. The 24-18 Royals going up against the 20-19 Houston Astros.
Next up on What's Trending, the NFL schedule release coming out. A couple of news. Cowboys at Eagles will be the NFL kickoff game. Peacock will be the exclusive national home of an NFL Week 17 game in primetime. They're calling the holiday exclusive.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh, there'll be bells and all the normal stuff. It'll be selected from a pool of key NFL Week 17 Saturday matchups to go in there as well. So, like, all the best teams, the Chiefs, yeah, will go in there. So, a couple things starting to leak out. Keep an eye out on that as those continue to go. But, yeah, the NFL full schedule release is Wednesday night, but we're starting to get some of those official leaks, as in, like, intentionally put out schedule parts for each team.
The NBA playoffs, of course, continuing yesterday. We got a tie series between the Nuggets and the Thunder after the Thunder pulled out a 92-87 win against Denver. The Pacers, Drew's happy about this. They now have a 3-1 lead on the Cavs. That's after right. A 129-109 win. So tonight, we got two games, the Knicks and Celtics. This has been the fun series in terms of everything. Obviously, the Celtics had a win over the weekend. They did. The Knicks are still up 2-1. This game's still at the Garden tonight. And then the late game this evening, Minnesota's got a 2-1 lead on the Warriors, who, remember, are still without Steph Curry. That one doesn't start till after 9 o'clock.
The Knicks series, it's like, did you see what the price tag was for that Garden one where they thought they were going to go 3 up on Boston? People are spending.
That was so predictable, by the way.
Mortgages. Boston
blowing them out was so predictable. One, because Boston had double-digit leads in the first two, and then they choked. And typically that game three, the same way the Cavs beat the Pacers in the game three, typically it's like do or die. And like, for whatever reason, usually if you're down 2-0, if you're down 2-0 and you were the better team all year, usually you win game three. And if you go down 3-0, you lose the series 85% of the time. So
you probably or more, maybe. Next up on What's Trending, speaking of the NBA, Shams reporting that Giannis is officially open to a trade for the first time in his NBA career after an early exit for the Bucks. This was expected by most, I think, fans of the Bucks to go with it. This is what happens in the NBA. You go a few years without any kind of reliability, you start looking around. Of course, one of the leading teams that people already speculate with Giannis is the Lakers. Who knew?
He was already getting photoshopped into Lakers jerseys after got bounced.
Yep.
And after the Lakers got bounced.
Very predictable.
Too.
We'll see how it plays out. It'll be the story of the NBA offseason once the postseason and the 2025 season comes to an end. Elsewhere, soccer over the weekend. KC Kern on Mother's Day got back to their winning ways after losing two in a row. They got a 4-1 victory at home. Sporting Kansas City over the weekend lost to Portland 1-0. So split decision on the two locals on the soccer front.
KC Kern was on a two-game losing streak, so yeah. Good to see them back to their winning ways.
Second-best team in the league this week. Let's be in Orlando later on.
Okay, well, that'll be a really, Orlando really later on, but this will be a really good matchup coming up this week. Next up on What's Trending, Michael Jordan has officially been announced as a contributor for NBC for the upcoming playoffs that'll take place on NBC for the first time.
Regular season.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. For the next year's regular season, which is not surprising, but like also be the first time the NBA's been on NBC in a long time. Yeah. You have to remember, Jordan played on NBC for every single one of his playoff runs. What do we think? Studio show guy, Charles Barkley?
It's got to be studio.
How much did they pay? How much did they pay him? Has anyone announced it yet?
No. They signed an 11-year broadcast deal with NBC, did the NBA. It says special contributor. With his schedule and stuff, there's no way he's going to be on run a regular.
On a court doing like a one-on-one interview.
I mean, is he going to be
interviews? It could be interview features.
Yeah, it could be feature pieces. I wonder how often you'll see him in studio. Now, maybe the first game ever on or back on NBC, yeah. Maybe. But I don't know. I mean, could be like you guys will watch TNT hockey a little bit. So Gretzky sometimes, he's not on every night.
Correct.
But Gretzky's on there occasionally. Yep. That might even be more than what I think. That's more than what even Michael Jordan's willing to do.
I guess, like I see what Tom Brady made, and I'm like, what the hell did they have to pay Michael Jordan?
Well, he's not getting the same amount of money.
NBA, not that amount, but like, is it $100 million
over 11 years? It might be not like over 11 years. It could be.
That's what I mean. You know, like is it $100, $200 million? Like, how much are they offering the man?
My guess is he signed like a 1-year deal. I doubt he agreed to do this for 5 years or something. It's probably a 1-year deal, and yeah, they're paying him a couple mil.
I was thinking about it over the break, and maybe this isn't necessarily a knock against LeBron. It'll probably turn into that. But the fact that Michael Jordan is going to be on a show talking about basketball, I think is a huge deal.
Cool.
Because he's been gone for so long from the game and detached from it in a analytical sense in terms of being in evaluating talent and all that other stuff. It'll be really cool if he is in studio for even a few games. Hearing him talk about the games that are happening is going to be pretty awesome.
It is, because we just haven't seen that before. It's just going to be very, very unique.
It just feels different because it's MJ talking about, it's just going to be really cool.
All the interviews and stuff we've heard is always him talking about himself. We've never heard him try to talk about players right now for the most part.
That are playing in a different era versus him and everything else. And we all know how seriously he takes like the high level of competition that he brings. So
that
I'm very curious.
Is super cool. And that is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Of course, it is a Monday. It's the lunch hour. And of course, that means 30 Hop on Mondays, $5.99 classic burgers. 30 Hop, your new go-to, an American bar and kitchen with bold flavors, local taps. They got expansive patios and an unbeatable happy hour. Of course, they have their location in Lee Summit, and over the last week or two, they opened up their location in Merriam, right down the street from us at Grand Station. They're a proud lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. You can stop in for lunch, stay for happy hour. Again, don't forget $5.99 classic burgers on Monday, local beer, American Eats, big patio. Our friends over at 30 Hop.
You went over there the other day.
I was there.
Had some lunch on the patio.
Yeah. I guess it's been a week and a half or so. Right. Okay. Actually, I went the day after their grand opening. Went out there. It's a great, I mean, the whole venue is awesome.
So you got the yakisoba noodles again, huh?
Went back to that, man. Went back
menu's
to that.
Very big, I will say. Yeah. Lots of different options available to you. Beer menu's really big. So you want to check them out. 30 Hop, obviously, our Monday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold.
So the American League Central, I want to talk about for a bit, because heading into last season, the thought was, well, this division's not great. If you can just get to 86 wins, you probably win. 87 wins, you probably win the division. And last year, we all know, three teams came out of this division and made the playoffs. Then you go into this year, like, okay, the expectation, the bar has been raised for the Royals to go and win the Central. And we figured that the Tigers and the Guardians would be in the mix.
Between 88 and 90 wins is honestly what I would have predicted.
Here in the middle of May, soon to be the middle of May, we look up and the Twins have won 8 straight. They're behind the Royals. 4 winning teams in the Central. The Tigers are in first place. The Guardians are in second place. The Royals have the third best odds to win the Central. And it's going to be, for a second straight year, a very, very competitive division. I know some people nationally will argue the strength of schedule to this point in the division hasn't been great, so that's why they're winning. But man, oh man, compared to any other division from a standings perspective, and it's as tough as any division in baseball right now.
They got 3 of the top 4 records in the entire American League. And to be clear, The Royals, Yankees, and Guardians are in a virtual tie. There's a slight difference in their win percentage, okay, but the Royals have an additional win, and the Cleveland Guardians and New York Yankees have one less loss. It's the same. They're tied. So the Tigers have the best record in base in the American League. The Guardians, Royals, and Yankees are tied for the second best record in the American League. It is the, to this point, toughest division in baseball. Now, not all things are created equal. The Detroit Tigers, the reason why they're a heavy favorite to still win this division, are 70 runs good in the run differential department.
Plus
the
70.
Royals are in the green, finally, but are still barely inside of the plus differential. The Yankees are really similar to the Tigers in that department, and the Guardians still have a negative one, which makes no sense based on their current success rate. And so I understand there probably will be a coming back to earth a little bit somewhere along the way. But I also think it's inarguable that for the second straight year, it appears the American League Central is the most competitive division in the American League at the very least. Not in baseball, right? Because the West still exists and has for several years.
Yeah, the Padres
but
and Dodgers.
But it's probably insane. The second best division in baseball again this year, and it probably was the second best division in baseball last year.
I think the reason why you have some uncertainty going forward is still what the fear is for Royals fans, which is, all right, the pitching, as we discussed, is pacing even better than last year. But with that said, and with the run they just went on, they're still in third, and we all know the offense still is not at a level that is likely to get them a division crown. And can they make the playoffs with this offense and with this pitching? Of course. Can they win the division? Can they win a series with the offense being like this? And the answer, I think, is no. I think we would all agree. And so it still, for me, is can you get into June 4th to 8 games above 500 and position yourself to go and make a move? And what teams are in it? What teams are not in it? Who's buyers? Who's sellers? Which will be a majority of baseball, a buyer, just because with the extra wild card slot that we've had for a couple of years.
Yep.
And so, down the road, way down the road, is Cags part of this equation? But that, again, that's a huge wild card still. The guy's still in double A, for crying out loud. So will they do something offensively? Because the pitching, as great as it is, the offense at times have been just as bad, right? So that is still the number one concern, and it should be for everybody. The great news is they're winning games without it right now, and they're getting some timely hitting. Not this weekend, where they only scored 4 runs, I think it was, the entire weekend. Yeah. But prior to that, they won 16 of 18. So they have shown they're capable of winning games still with this offense being what it is. I just don't think it's the bar that I set, and I think you set as well, and the expectation was to go and win the Central. And it's going to be competitive again. This offense is not good enough to do that. The great news about baseball, you can make a move or two that changes that. You can DFA somebody. You can call up a player or two. You can go trade for an outside asset. That is all in play. Now, to what extent are they going to do that? That is what we're all wondering, and we're all going to find out over the next couple of months. And I think, is there any financial restriction? Is there progression with somebody in the minors like Cags that all of a sudden he's an added weapon in July or August? Sure, that's all the hope, but none of that's guaranteed. But that will factor in, I think, to their decision.
You mentioned a call-up, so we might as well.
That went over the scoreboard.
That sounded good.
Another Jack for Jack.
That's a good one.
Jack Watch.
For those asking where Jack Caglione is in the minors, he's only stayed white hot.
Well, he's in double A still.
Since the time. He is still in double A as of 12:13 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Uh-huh.
I keep hoping he's going to get called up today. It has not happened yet. He, in 33 games in double A Northwest Arkansas, is hitting .320 with a .392 on base percentage, a .970 OPS. He has 9 home runs, 37 RBI. In his last 2 weeks, he's hitting like .400. So he's been pretty good.
And he's added an ejection.
He did get ejected.
He's got everything. He's done everything. Literally everything in the minors at this point in time.
Arguing balls and strikes certainly will get you there. Here's my biggest thing with him. I understand, and you and I have talked a number of times in the show, organization's not in a hurry. They want to take the time with him. They don't want to rush him to the bigs or make it seem like
for sure
he can't, they want to make him comfortable and feel comfortable and handle the jump to AAA well. This man looks bored hitting at this level. What challenge is he still getting at this point? Because when you watch him play at the AA level now, you look at the box score, you watch the highlights, other than the whole right field thing, which again, I would argue you can play in AAA. What challenges Yeah. Left remain for him in double A. I'd be pro call up to triple A.
Yeah, and so would I. I am still under the belief that close to Memorial Day weekend, there will be a move at the big league level, potentially Renfroe, that prompts somebody else to get called up, that then opens a spot in triple A, and there's your Cags to triple A call up. Whether you think it's Rave for Renfroe, whatever. There could be other moves. Injuries can play a role here. But I'll stick with that. We've been saying that for a couple weeks. I'll stay with that. That, while I agree,
by Memorial Day,
I'll agree with you that like it could happen today, and obviously nobody's going to complain. But I'll stick with that Memorial Day timeline. So 23rd to the 30th of the month.
When we were out there doing our Cody and Gold road trip to watch Cags, can we get a cell phone number? Can we just text him? Hey, Cags! What's up? Remember us? Two guys from KC? You get a call up today?
He did. I think the video, the card breaking video we did with him, those are up on our Instagram channel, by the way. A couple of them, full video up on YouTube if you want to check out.
It was fun.
It was fun. He was super down to earth, and it was cool being able to hang out with him. I don't know if he shared it, but maybe he liked the video as well. But no, I do not. Probably good thing that that Dusty doesn't have his phone number or whatever too. You know?
Oh, you think that would be bad for Jack Caglione?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he would have already sent a text?
Yes.
Oh, by now.
That's
for
too
sure.
Thirsty. If for some reason we'd been like, hey Jack, I'd love to do something in the future. Can we grab a number for you? Whatever. That's too thirsty if he had already sent the text. Nice homer. I saw you on the bench press, really impressed, whatever, you know.
Can you imagine?
I can't be having you send people, you know, like, we gotta draw a line. I went ahead and looked it up. I wanted, like, a larger split.
Uh-huh.
20 games, so 3 weeks gold.
Yeah.
Here are Jack Caglione's last 20 games in AAA. 405, jeez. 477 on base percentage.
In AA?
In AA. 1179 OPS. 10 walks. 22 RBI in 20 games, 4 doubles and 6 homers. We don't have to waste the man's time. Double A is past his ability now. He needs a new challenge.
Are they at home right now? Or I know Zay's an off day. Are they at home?
They will be on the road. Omaha will be at home starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So
that seems convenient.
Mm-hmm,
no, I'll stick with the original timeline. We'll see what happens.
I hope it's today. I hope we get to do another Jack watch in like 30 minutes when they announce that he's been promoted, but I don't know. I still don't think they're taking him straight to the bigs for anybody who might ask that question.
Nope.
I know they need help in the outfield, but I still think that they would. John Ray's been hitting well again. They'd probably just move up one of the other guys. They want to take time on Caglione. The easy way to take time is to get him to AAA. Still only been, isn't it crazy? It's only been 33 games in AA. That's it. It feels like a lifetime now because of how well he's hitting, but it's only been 33 games. Hey, Drew, I know you had a tough week last week.
A lot of people keep reminding us on the text line.
I feel bad even bringing it up. But there are now two signs that, once again, your Cincinnati Bengals are one of the worst-run organizations in the sport. Let's start with Trey Hendrickson, a guy we know for a fact does not have a deal and wants a deal from his team. He released a personal statement to ESPN today that said, quote, "No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to the point and bring me home to the team, they," all caps, "are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution to this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals."
Wow.
That's a pretty damning statement.
Yeah, it sounds like to me that Joey told management, take care of my guys on offense. Keep surrounding me with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, please. Thank you very much. And I'll put up big numbers again. You guys figure out this whole defense thing. People will feel sorry for me again. And if you get Trey done, great. Don't worry about it. Figure it out. You know, whatever.
I don't really care. I don't really care.
Again, this is all very predictable. I've said it 100 times. We'll be sitting here in October, November. Burrow's going to look great. Chase is going to look great. Higgins going to look great. He's going to put up great numbers for your fantasy football team. Might even put some money on an MVP bet and everything. And everybody's going to say, man, if only this guy had some defense, don't you feel terrible for Joey? And we're going to say, well, maybe. Maybe, just maybe, if you didn't have to retain both wide receivers for Joey, they would pay Trey Hendrickson and they would actually talk to the guy, for crying out loud.
Well, I think that Joe is on record, and when he was making his media tour during Super Bowl week, he wanted to keep Trey, and they asked him about Trey, and he said, yeah, I want all three of them back. All three of them should be back. So
he didn't seem to push quite as hard.
Well, it's because I think, and we even just discussed this before, the priority, I think, was always those two because Joe Burrow is the quarterback. Like, if Patrick Mahomes said, hey, I want these guys back, the Chiefs would make sure that they get those guys in the building first. Not that they
But their issue was defense, though, right?
Sure. And I think the most concerning part of this is the offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play well. That's the concerning part is you don't make...
They thought he was going to fall off and they could cheap out.
You don't make empty promises. And Cody, along with the point that you just said, doesn't that feel kind of like the Bengals, you know? Yeah, if you do this, fine, but we don't think you will, or we're hoping that you don't, kind of in the back of our minds. And it turns out that he did, and now all of a sudden they're having a problem actually paying him the amount of money that they want to be paid. The fact that they're not even communicating, I think, is pretty disrespectful, at least in regards to
an all-time great player. Yeah,
for in regards to a guy that's been extremely good for your franchise and pivotal to your franchise, I think that the front office just is... I don't think they truly understand exactly what they're doing right now, and maybe that's a Mike Brown thing, or maybe that's a Katie Blackburn thing, but... It's very annoying as a fan base to see the disrespect, at least from this angle in particular. It's really bad.
The good news, though, is that the Bengals address defense the first round with their rookie, Shamar Stewart. The good news is I'm sure he's been at OTAs and a rookie minicamp, and I'm sure he's already getting involved in learning defense, I'm sure he's been on the field. He's not. I've been told that has not happened. I'm told that he's holding out as a rookie like this is 2007 still, as if that happens. Nobody holds out anymore. He's not happy with the structure of the contract. This sounds very much like the Bengals being cheap, even though the dollar amount is basically the dollar amount. He was also not a
offset
top five.
Was they trying to do what they did with like Roquan Smith with Chicago years ago.
But
probably.
This guy wasn't even a top five pick.
According to reports, he wants more roster bonuses and less salary so that he can maybe get paid quicker. Essentially, is the way that his agent, I think, is.
So just pay him.
Send it out. Well, that's what I...
Who cares? Just pay him.
I think this is the more embarrassing, even though the trade thing... I guess I said this before the show. This is before this came out. The trade thing's more embarrassing now. But before the show started, I was on... My take was that this is more embarrassing because, like you said, Cody, the money's the money. Like, the money is there for all of the first-round picks. It's laid out for all of them. It's a pretty simple process, and hey, how do we make this work? And if you have to fudge a couple million, then fine. You know, we got to get the deal done. But it's not like this is an exorbitant amount of money. Like, you're not paying him $30 million a year.
They're
you're
cheap.
Not paying him $20 million a year.
They're cheap.
It's a four-year, $20 million contract that they somehow still are making an excuse to not give up the money for. It's really embarrassing.
The penniest pinching organization in the entire league. This is,
it's really bad.
Here's my first Super Bowl take of 2025. The Cincinnati Bengals are no longer relevant in the serious Super Bowl conversation and will not be for the entirety of Joe Burrow's career. They're done. Because
that's a hot take.
They paid two wide receivers and don't know how to run an organization. They lucked into a Super Bowl trip because they had a quarterback on a rookie deal and they didn't have to be good with their money. They're making so much money and living in a studio apartment, it wasn't a problem to figure it all out. And now they got bills and they don't know how to handle their business or take care of people the right way. And they'll just cheap out the rest of the way, and eventually they won't matter anymore.
I don't think they lucked into the trip at all to Gold's point, but I do think that in regards to your point about the making the most of Joe Burrow's rookie deal, and now that they've paid him, the organization is inept to the comparison of
back to the cheap ways.
I've talked on the show about, hey, the Eagles are doing the same thing. If you compare the organizations, they are the complete opposite of each other in terms of how well they are run, where the Eagles can't afford to pay those guys because they know how to get the job done. They know what to do, where it seems like the Bengals, yes, they paid their guys, but they don't know the next step in the process to figure it out. So I think it's interesting, but quite embarrassing. The Bengals once again look like the team that a lot of people think that they are, which it's hard.
Bad teams getting fights with first round picks versus just giving their money.
It's not hard to support the team I've always rooted for, but it's hard to support the way that they're doing it in regards to the reports that have come out, especially with the disrespect for Trey Hendrickson and how well he's played for the organization to not even talk, I think it's a pretty cowardly way to go out. Or even if they trade him at this point, it's so cowardly to not at least say something at this point.
He's one of the, I don't know, 20 best players they've ever had, probably. Trey Henderson.
I don't know about, okay. Ever had?
I mean, it's a pretty bad franchise.
I just want to point that out.
I
understand, but there's a conversation, but I don't know if I can say that quickly, but he's certainly one of the best players that they've had in their franchise's history in terms of being able to get to the passer. So
is he there? I mean, where is he in the all-time sack category for their team?
Well, he hasn't played his whole career there. He's only played, I think, three seasons there to this point. So he was drafted by the Saints.
All right, that's true.
If he was drafted by them, then yes, a completely different story. But he was not. He was traded for them. So,
because normally I just think like a team sack leader is in their top 20 players of all time, right? Because you led the team in sacks. It just seems embarrassing.
He led the league in sacks, Cody.
Look, if he gets a brand, I mean, if he gets a long-term extension, then he'll be a guy that ends up getting his jersey retired in Cincinnati and all that. That'll still happen.
Oh yeah,
I looked it up. Their all-time leader in sacks is Carlos Dunlap.
Is it really?
Shout out to Carlos.
Hey,
Carlos Dunlap. Nobody batted down more passes than Carlos Dunlap during that stretch.
How far behind is he? Is Hendrickson from
he's
from
like 20 behind.
28?
He's like 20-ish.
Shoot, that might be one seed.
So he might.
I mean.
Geno Atkins was number two.
Geno Atkins is a freaking legend.
Bleak. Franchise history.
Up next, anyways, we'll talk about this Chiefs offense, though, and look at some projections for a couple players. Who's this offense running through? Plus, the random question of the day right here on Cody and Gold.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I did see during the break, MLB Pipeline, as of yesterday, put out their new rankings for the entire minor league system.
Uh-huh.
Jack Caglione officially debuted at his highest number yet as the 10th best prospect in baseball.
Yeah, I would say that sounds about right based on what he's done in Double A and soon to be Triple A, hopefully. Nobody's gonna argue with that ranking. Some would say it should be even higher.
Like number one?
Perhaps.
I mean, if he stayed in the minors this entire year, he probably would be like the number three ranked prospect in baseball going into the year. I still think he will make his major league debut this year, and I hope you and I are in the stands rocking our CAG shirts. You know,
that'd be nice. That would
for
be
anybody
nice.
Who got him on the Cutting Gold road trip. You know, we could all go out there together. You guys could buy him. I think they sell them at Raygun.
They
so,
do. Yep,
you can get them anytime you want.
You can go on Raygun's site. Maybe the local store has it, but I know on Raygun's site.
I was told they'd have them in the local store for whatever it's worth. I didn't like personally look.
We will get to the random question of the day here in about 8 minutes or so, but let's talk some Chiefs football because over the weekend, we saw a photo at the Speedway, and Rashee Rice was there. Yes, insert your jokes there, text line, but he was at the Speedway.
There is a little bit of a joke to be made.
For sure.
He's there with Brett Veach at a racetrack.
But he was there, and you see that, you're like, okay, remember how much the offense was going through him prior to the injury. And that happened in that week four game, of course, we all know, against the Chargers. So if you were to look at how things sit right now, and we're not even at mini camp yet in June or later this month, who's the offense going through in 2025? I think the answer is him again.
You still think it's that, it was last year to start the season.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
And they have basically said our plan last year was going to be great, but people got hurt. Because if you look at they brought back Hollywood Brown. They didn't draft, they drafted Jalen Royals, but in the fourth round, Travis Kelce's still on the team. He didn't retire. Running back wise, we've talked a great deal about they pretty much ran that back for the most part. They are saying that we had the talent. Unfortunately, Hollywood Brown, weird fluky injury in preseason. Rashee Rice had an injury on an interception return. You know, they're saying we had the guys and Rice was who the offense was going to run through. Then it became Travis Kelce, which is why I think he actually looked the way he looked, because at this point in time, I don't think the offense should run through Travis Kelce. He might actually look better this year, Kelce, than he did a year ago, and the offense won't run through him. If Rice is healthy and has a minimal suspension, if any, I think the offense runs through Rashee Rice because that was the plan a year ago.
The funny part is that I could make an argument, I think successfully, that the offense ran through all three people we need to consider at some point last year. For the first month, the offense ran through Rashee Rice. For the next 2 months, the offense ran through Travis Kelce. And when Xavier Worthy got up to speed, I would make the argument that the offense ran through him.
Yeah, it's not. My answer certainly is it's not Kelce. It's not going to be Kelce.
I don't think so either. I think they want to switch back to it running through a wide receiver. And I think it's more likely that it's Xavier Worthy than it is Travis Kelce at this point, which sounds crazy on paper, I know, but also feels that way. So I guess the follow-up to that is, I think for years, part of the reason we discuss this on this show is because this is what they want. And sometimes we talk about execution versus desire when it comes to the Royals, the Chiefs, whoever. I think the Chiefs' strong desire has been it doesn't run through anybody, and that it's a three-headed monster and you don't know where the ball's going. Right. Think about how many times you talk going into a year. 5 years in a row, I don't know. We don't even know who the ball's going to. Go to Sky Moore, Tony. Right.
That was two years ago convo.
And then last year, it circled back up a little bit, and people let it die a little bit because the last time we had a serious conversation about it, it turned out to be kind of a joke, and it turned out there was no one to throw the ball to. It wasn't who is the ball going to go to. You'll never know. You'll never predict us. It was ball's going to nobody. Didn't matter. This is their best chance to actually have what they wanted a couple of years ago, because I do see a world in which Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy are all between 900 and 1,000-yard guys. Like, they're all in a range gold, which means it doesn't run through one guy. It runs with them. The only other argument that I would never make is that, like, does it run through the running game? That's never been Andy Reid, and I'd never even bother wasting my time making that argument. But I think it runs through one of those three. And for some reason, I feel like Travis Kelce is the least likely of those three. And it's not that I don't think he's an important part of the offense. He definitely is. I think Rashee Rice is the favorite. Xavier Worthy is the second most likely. And then we get to Travis Kelce. Rashee, man, he looked like he was going to be like a 1,400,
I think he was
110 catch guy last year.
I think that's exactly where this thing was trending. And then the injury happened. So assuming that the recovery is going as well as the Chiefs claim it is for Rice, and I'm not just talking about the Instagram videos, like we had Brett Veach on the show and everything, like, assuming that recovery and he's ahead of schedule. And then the question is, if he gets suspended, is it two, three, four, five, six suspension or more? I think it's less than six now at this point, if he gets suspended at all. So to me, from a statistical standpoint, if he were to miss only two games or something, then he has a chance still to lead this team in receiving. I saw Mike Clay over at ESPN, who does like fantasy projections, and he laid out his yardage projections. Now, let me be clear. For whatever reason, he's factoring in multiple guys.
Missing time.
Yeah, so like all the wide receivers, he has none of them playing in 16 games. Now, you can say, well, last year there was injuries, so maybe it's warranted. Well, he has Rashee Rice playing in 14 games, 85 catches, 959 yards, and six touchdowns, leading the team in receiving with that. He had Xavier Worthy, 107 targets, 70 receptions, 927 yards, and seven receptions. And then he had Travis Kelce with the third most receiving yards in 15 games, 74 catches, 726 and 5. So I just think the projections are way off because he only has Mahomes playing in 15 games as well, and he has him throwing for less than 4,000 yards in 15 games.
Yeah, that seems unlikely. But I mean, I think projections should always be for, like, you can factor in games, but you don't need to tell me, right? Whatever number, like, let's just say, all right, Gold, what's your official projection for how many yards Hollywood Brown has in? Factor in all of it. Factor in if you think he's going to miss a few games. Factor in if you think he's the fifth option. Factor in if you think he's ahead of or behind whoever. Just, I don't care what the factors are. Just tell me the totals. Like, that's all that really matters to me, because you should be factoring in potential injury. I don't think that that's crazy. Like, when I make a projection for last year, making our projections for Hollywood Brown, it included the fact that I thought he'd miss some games. I didn't think he'd miss the whole damn season.
No, but like the only problem with the Mike Clay projections is other than Carson Steele, he has nobody playing in 17 games.
Yes. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes has played, here's his games, I couldn't remember by year, 16 and 16, would have played in all 17, didn't have to play in the final game, 17-17. So like in the last 4 years, the last time he only played 15 games was 2020, played in 14 in 2019. It's just like, what's the point? Why even guess that? He was under 4,000 yards last year in 16 games. So it's not as crazy as you think, but we all think this offense is on paper to be way, way better.
Yeah, I just don't know if Mike Clay's projecting injuries for... He's basically saying everybody on the roster is missing, on the skill position-wise, is missing two games. That doesn't make... Like, it just doesn't...
You have to account for the suspension, too, in there, because...
Sure, for Rice, that's why he has him at 14, but he has Worthy at 15.
Even still, though, 14, that means... Is this, like, including the playoffs? Because Rasheed's missing more than three games.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you would assume.
So, somebody on the text line said, hey, he's getting at least six games. He was in a crash.
As of right this second, he may not even get suspended this year. Might be pushed back to 2026.
I'm not kidding. I was definitely on that person's camp the second this thing happened for a long time under the criminal case. There is... And I continue to look it up because I'm just fascinated by it. There's still not on the docket anything. There's no pending criminal case in Dallas for this accident. There is a civil case that's coming up in a month or whatever. There is no pending case on the docket in Dallas for this car crash. And the fact that it's been more than a year makes me think his lawyers are making this thing go away. And once the civil stuff's done... Makes me think that, and I don't think the NFL, when time goes off this, it doesn't involve, and like, I hate to say it, but like, they rank this based on like, whether the crime happened against somebody, all this other stuff. Like, I kind of feel like the NFL's lost its thirst for suspending Rasheed Rice for any real length of time. If you made me guess right now, I'd say four or less. I might guess two. If you made me just put an official number, I might guess two or three games, Drew.
I would guess four.
I don't know what you would guess, Alex. I might get between two and four.
A couple minutes ago, I said, I think it's less than six games now. So, yeah, I mean, that would put in that four range.
Do you guys agree with this text that if Rasheed was fully healthy, he's getting 1,600 yards for...
Last year, probably.
For context, that would place him 100 yards behind Jamar Chase and 400 above anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting 1,600. I think 1,300 is a very fair number, though. A very fair number would be a hell of a season, but a very fair number.
14 would be second by 200 yards.
The question with Rice and the projections for him is, honestly, there is a real chance that this drags on long enough where it's another season that he doesn't get suspended. I told you, worst case scenario, though, and I still think the NFL should be required to, if you already are looking at a current issue that already happened, that you should have to make a decision by a certain date in August if you're suspending him for the season. Otherwise, it goes to the next year. I don't think they should be able to wake up in November all of a sudden and lay down a four-game suspension. And that goes for anybody.
Yeah, in weeks 8 through 12.
But someone says the NFL does its own investigation. 100% they do. They usually do not suspend players anymore because they got in hot water for this back with the Zeke Elliott stuff. Until the court proceedings are done. You're right that they will do their own investigation. They usually do not suspend somebody until the legal process is done. Usually. That's why we're saying that it may not happen unless something, you know, over the next 2 or 3 months really evolves in Dallas. So we'll see. I don't know. None of us know what's going to happen. We're speculating, obviously, but using prior circumstances in the NFL to kind of get to that conclusion.
And as time goes on, I just feel like there's less likely the suspension is long.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Live stream the show 4 hours every single day. Like and subscribe over on YouTube if you wanted to go to the top of your page. Way easier. You can join the people over in the chat on that end. I try to interact with people over there as well, and I was on Twitch. So let us know. But for you guys, this is a question as it relates to the trip, but not, we'll get back to the trip stuff here in just a minute. This relates to what is courtesy and what is allowed in courtesy. All right, so we've been gone since we missed four shows last week. So we've been gone 6 days from the building. Last week when I left the building, I had brought in, like a week and a half ago, some little like cheese and cracker things that just go in the fridge. Like pre-made little cheese and cracker things. Okay. Just trying to like be a little bit better about not buying stuff from there.
Charcuterie board? Or
no, dude, just like Ritz crackers. Okay. It's like adult Lunchable.
Okay.
Essentially. Yeah, it is that, but it's like, you know, they make it seem like you're not a kid.
Okay, so you left it in the building.
I had brought multiple because I was like eating them as snacks over the course of time. Last Friday, I meant to bring it home, or last Tuesday, sorry, when we left, I meant to bring it home and I forgot. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no big deal. I left one in the fridge. And so today, coming into work, I knew I had that there. I'm like, great, I got a snack at work. Problem solved. Go to the fridge. Gone.
Wow.
Gone. And I want to be very, so the question I have for you,
it is in a branded. And somebody just took
Ritz
it.
Ritz branded, and someone obviously just took it. So the question I have for you is what's the amount of time something is allowed to be in the fridge before it's fair game? Because I'll be honest, maybe two people in the entire building use that fridge for food. Yeah. It's three. Me, Speck, and Rob. I've never seen you or Drew or anyone else open that fridge, put food in it.
I have like all twice the food in it is super here.
Other yeah. than
two
like the big times. The big company stuff. So if we get like tacos delivered by like a company,
I've not
or
used that fridge.
30 Hop
ever.
Brings us lunch because they're official lunch partner here at Cody and Gold. Yeah. Maybe 30 Hop brings some food. Maybe some ends up in there from a court thing. But this is clearly belongs to an individual. Is 6 days that I leave it in there too long for it to get snagged?
No, because here's the other thing. I don't know about you. I'm not grabbing somebody else's food for a variety of reasons outside of the fridge. Like that. That's why I asked if it was homemade or if it was prepackaged.
Prepackaged
is a little bit better. But like, no, you don't. If you know it's not yours, you don't take. This isn't like you're at your house. Like, look, I don't know about you, because I even growing up as a kid, I ran into this with my sisters. Like, and if your wife, if you had like a candy bar in the fridge. If it's in there for 3 days, my sisters probably took it by then, or
family,
I took it.
Yeah, family. It's a free for
all.
Yeah, little more of a free for all in the family department.
But at work, if you know whatever item it is not yours, what the hell are you grabbing it for? You know it's not yours. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, do you want to hunt this person down?
Someone says the only right answer is a week over in the text line. After a week, it's fair game.
People are guessing who it is. I don't think it's someone from the station. I really don't.
Again, I might have to go there after because I'll be hungry. 30 Hop is our Monday lunch partner here on Cody Gold. $5.99 classic burgers today. Go ahead.
Someone says fridge gets cleaned every Friday. Work rules. I wish that was our work rules.
Dude,
I wish, guys. Dude, I wish that does not happen.
This fridge could grow. Yes. It's always longer? The big stuff. I'll say it's always like the big stuff. Like if we have catered food that shows up from like a great local company, right? And that stuff sits in there. That stuff takes a little longer to get cleaned up. This is a prepackaged thing.
Did you put your name on it?
Clearly, I did not put a name on it.
I don't think you need to, but I just wondering.
On that case, not yours.
Right. Yeah.
This would always come down to me. They're like, did they know it was yours? Doesn't matter. And right. I don't think
they
knew
it's
it was
not
mine.
Yours,
you know it's not yours.
Yeah.
You know you didn't have the little Ritz crackers and cheese.
Yeah.
Nobody put like we. I know this is another thing that I think is important. Our company is very good at this. When there's free food in the building available for grab, we get emails about it. Mm-hmm. We get big company emails from Joe downstairs, does an excellent job. Hey, guys, free tacos. Hey, there was some left over.
Right.
Put them in the fridge. Somebody brought by this. Somebody brought by a burger. They tell us when food is fair game.
Who do we think did this?
By the way, I mean, it could be the FM side, too. I can't speak.
I don't think it's actually someone from the station. I really don't. I think somebody on the other side maybe took it.
I agree.
I think, though, in general, yes. If it's clearly not yours, why are you taking it, no matter how long it was been in there? Now, if it had been there and it was getting moldy for 3 weeks, well, then you might just throw it out and it's SOL on that one.
I went for it today, man. 6 days.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. You should test this, though. Do you want to put another one in there?
I'll just be honest. It's not the first thing that's been taken from the fridge. I've had beverages also go missing.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sparkling waters have gone missing. And you know those don't belong to you.
I think it's the FM side?
Do they have their own fridge over there? That's the only question I have. Does the FM side own their own fridge?
People are guessing Binker Carrington. I don't think either of them would grab the
Crackers. FM side. We're on the FM now. It's kind of funny. We used to call it the FM side internally.
So I think, so what you should do for the drinks now is just use this one back here that we use for stuff for fan club.
No. Everyone's getting in that fridge. That one's even less safe than the main
fridge.
You
think so?
Yes.
Someone wants to know, why are you putting crackers in the fridge? They get soggy and moist.
No, it's a prepackaged thing that's meant to be in the fridge. They say to refrigerate it because
it's like
it has cheese.
One of those Lunchables is what you're saying.
You risk the cracker integrity because they're little crackers. They don't get it soggy. You risk the cracker integrity for the cheese integrity. That's why. I want the cheese. Mm-hmm. The cheese got to be cold.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
You'd rather a soggy cracker than like warm cheese that's not melted enough. Mm-hmm. There's a fairly obvious.
Yeah, we do not have a fridge that resets every Friday. We don't.
If that were the case, completely different argument.
Yeah.
That fridge hasn't reset in 2 months. Mm-hmm. There's no reset out there.
I don't know.
I think this is what's crazy to me. Someone went over there who does not access that fridge regularly and just likes to occasionally check, see if there's anything good.
Well, they might access the fridge. You never know. Like, they might be accessing the fridge.
But they're not putting it for their own personal things, you know?
Yeah, well,
they just like look in there to see it. And if it's been, they think 48 hours is fair game.
Well, it's just sitting in there.
No one's using it. The last thing, because I've had a couple things go missing. The last couple times with the drinks, it was less than 4 days. So, like, I doubt that cheese and cracker thing made it. I mean, because you got to think Saturday and Sunday, nobody was here digging into the fridge.
No.
Not enough people in the building, right?
I still just don't get the overall concept of going. I wouldn't want to go in the work fridge and grab someone else's food.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to do that. That's just me being weird. But I wouldn't even want to grab somebody else's food.
Yeah.
I mean, there have also been stories at this point of people doing things to their food because they know that it is getting taken.
I know, but I don't think I can put laxative.
I don't think you can either.
I'm getting fired. Yeah, someone says Speck's got to get a better control on his employees. Profanity on the air, like last week when I dropped an F-bomb.
Someone says dust the fridge for Prince. Get every fingerprint off there.
Rich for Prince. Clean it. Like, wipe the whole thing down and then leave one.
Text line says, rumor has it Bink had the cheese with his beer tasting last week.
Damn.
Did you guys even drink beer on the air last week?
Bink had one. Yes.
No, Bink's not eating cheese and crackers.
He didn't have any food.
You're not eating cheese and crackers.
Somebody said 24 hours. That's crazy. That's way too short of a time. I should be allowed to, like, 24 hours, I could pack a lunch and then we're like, hey guys, let's all go get lunch. It's a workplace. Ah, and then I leave it. And I should be allowed to eat it the next day.
Now, did you just set it in there? Do you have a bag? Do you have a container? Like, do you just literally just set it in there?
Does it need to be in a bag?
I think you shouldn't have to for people not to take it, but you also should probably put your name on it.
You probably just can't just throw it in there. You probably need to have it marked or put in a bag or something.
I guess it's just like, I know, you know it doesn't belong to you.
I agree. But I'm just saying, for your sake, I think you're better off. If you would have had that in a paper bag, I doubt that thing's missing.
I don't know, man. It's questionable.
Try it. Put one in a paper bag. Try it.
See how long it lasts.
Someone from the 913 said they took a coworker's Cheez-It bag like 15 minutes ago, ate half of it, and then realized it's been sitting in the same spot for a month. Yeah, well. You're snitching on yourself.
Rig a Lunchable with a glitter.
Everyone is guessing. Well, I'm going to, you know what? In the break, I'm going to go see if the music side has their own fridge. Because then we can limit the culprits to just us and KMBZ.
Cody's investigation.
We bring in one person at a time. We turn the lights down and we put a spotlight in someone's face and we force them to answer questions about things that are missing in the fridge.
I think the only thing here,
it's a full interrogation.
The very fair question with this is, you said what it was, crackers and cheese. Now, what type of cheese was it?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere? Blue. Swiss.
Which one was it? All of
it's
them?
It's got to be a basic one with crackers.
A cheddar? Well,
yeah, so
cheddar?
There's two different packs. One had Wheat Thins as the cracker and a Colby Jack cheddar combination, and the other one had a provolone cheddar combination and had a Ritz cracker. So I got them at Costco. They were nice, you know?
Well, I'm sure.
Nice little snack.
Nothing wrong with a little.
I was looking forward to
charcuterie-ish.
I didn't have any more in my fridge at home, I thought, but I was like, I got one there. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Got some of that. We were just a wine tasting in California. They had a nice little crackers
over there
and cheese.
You,
nice.
You know?
Was that your favorite spot you stopped at? Was the winery?
I mean, look, honestly, just chilling by the ocean and hearing the waves and stuff was just nice and relaxing. But no, I went to a wine tasting room the day before wedding. And very nice people. Ended up talking. I was there much longer than I thought I was going to be there. And bought a bottle or two, brought it back. And I don't know, maybe I'll bring it into fan club.
Did
one
it make
day.
It safely?
Know. It did.
Nice.
Oh yeah, it was.
You know, we
in
haven't
between
had
clothes.
We haven't had a. We haven't had a wine.
We haven't
fan club Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a bottle, maybe. Actually, after this conversation, wine and cheese on Friday.
Wine and cheese on
a little
Friday.
Classy nice. Fan club Friday. What do you guys think?
Wine and cheese Friday.
I'll be Dr. Watson if you're home, and I'll go over there with you, Cody, to investigate during the break.
Go dust the fridge. That's the random question. of the day. I did also see while we were gone, there was more of this Belichick drama.
I can't get enough of it.
So Jordan Hudson, obviously the girlfriend, and then like at one point, the one report said that they were banning her from North Carolina's facilities. Then UNC came out and said, no, she's not banned, even though she's not an employee. She's welcome around the program at any time. And, you know, June 1st is when Belichick's contract buyout goes down to $1 million, and everybody's making a big deal about that. Somebody would have to hire Belichick for that to even matter. And who the hell is going to hire him with this baggage or whatever we're talking about? So the buyout going down to $1 million he would have to just retire and quit on his own. Nobody else going to offer him a job and pay the buyout of $1 million at this point, because you don't know if he's just not the same person anymore, that he has found this woman and everything in his life has been prioritized differently. And he's, you know, drunk on her.
Did you guys watch
blinded
that entire?
It seems
did you guys listen to that entire episode of the Pablo Torre podcast? They do a really good job of a lot of times silly investigative journalism, in the sense that they really do investigate it, but sometimes for stories that are like in the world less important but interesting all the less.
Yeah,
dude, they were in deep. They were talking about they started getting deep into her dating history and her real estate portfolio and
the real estate thing,
the
is
relationship,
interesting.
And
digging down the rabbit hole.
They were down the rabbit hole.
Wow. Yeah, the real estate part's weird, because all of a sudden she went from like nothing to having, you know, millions of dollars in real estate. It doesn't just happen overnight. So
I don't know if this was a fake report I saw over the weekend. I think he's doing Good Morning America or something like that on Friday.
He ought to stop doing TV.
I saw her
or just by himself.
I don't know.
They might as well just be holding hands doing the interview together. That'd be great.
She could be the one asking him the questions. Actually,
yeah. I would pay $1,000 for that photo. Bill Belichick and Jordan with their hands in each other's pockets. Like it's the 90s. So,
awful announcing put this out yesterday. Bill Belichick will sit down with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America this Friday on ABC.
With Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Can't wait. I guess on Friday we'll get another update.
Oprah wasn't available. I mean, my goodness.
Look, I think he is learning one very quick lesson, which is, if you can hide all of your media stuff in the NFL and just disappear and nobody will say a thing and nobody will ever notice, in college...
College football ain't covering that up for you, man.
SEC country? Do you know how many times...
Or ACC.
Do you know how many times Jordan has been mentioned in an ACC recruiting visit?
More times than we've seen a highlight of one
months?
Of his players.
That's right.
Dude?
That's right.
Just so many times. I guarantee you Dabo's been hitting it hard. Dabo's offensive coordinator has just been burying this part of it. It's crazy.
All right, up next, we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour. Let's talk more about the Royals and the pitching. It's even better than a year ago. Plus, what occurred at the wedding we were at, including Cody obsessing over something very weird.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.